Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stompin' Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier, and we've got a great set of releases for you on this podcast. We're going to start off with the Top Floor Tavers, and they're a young Glasgow band who feature the latest and newly crowned BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award, Claire Hastings. She's a great young singer, and this track is called The House at Rose Hill.
Grandfather, he worked on the land between river and railway with horse and by hand. A son and a grandson were eager to follow. They all called it home for a life of tomorrows. I remember it still, the house at Rose Hill. From the garden, and all who stepped foot in the summer would have some. The door always open for neighbours and friends who'd arrive at midday but stay long after 10. I remember it still, the house at Rose Hill. They don't work here anymore. Through four generations, many decades and milestones, we've all got our stories from the place we call home. I remember it still.
That was The House at Rose Hill by the Top Floor Tavers. The Young Trad Awards final was a great night, as it always is. All the six young musicians played totally fantastically, but unfortunately, or fortunately for Claire Hastings, there can only be one winner. And if you'd like to read more about Claire, you can do that at her website, www.clairehastings.com, or you can see photos of everybody at our website, www.youngtrad.co.uk. We're going from the young to the old now, and we're going to play a classic track by Jock Tamson's Bairns. This is off their compilation Aw Jock Tamson's Bairns, and the track is Arthur Bignold of Lochruch Esk, Hugh MacDonald and Sandy Duff. That was Jock Tamson's Bairns with a set of tunes. Our next track is by Mary Campbell. It's from her album of seven songs, and it's called Smile or Cry. Mary Campbell is an award-winning fiddler and singer. She's an amazing woman, actually. Definitely worth checking her out. And this track comes from our Folkwaves project. I don't know if you know, I've mentioned it before. If you are a broadcaster and you'd like Scottish music, you can get this and actually the track of the Top Floor Tavers and the next track we're going to play it on your radio shows if you go to folkwaves.co.uk. But anyway, this is Smile or Cry by Mary Campbell. Smile or Cry by Mary Campbell, and the lyrics were written by Dave Francis. It's a beautiful song, I'm sure they agree. We have a new release now by Mary McInnes. Mary McInnes, the Gaelic singer. The track's called Grace, and the translation of the track is Storm. And this is Mary's first record for years, and it's fantastic. It's the most beautiful looking CD as well. So I hope you enjoy this. And of course, as I said before, if you want to download this for your radio program, you go to folkwaves.co.uk. That was Storm by Mary McInnes, a great album, definitely worth checking out. Now, one of my favourite musicians is Stuart Liddell. He's a bagpiper, and he runs the Inveraray and District Pipe Band, who have done amazing work over the last few years. They've basically gone from the lowest grades right up to really competing at the top of grade one in the World Bagpipe Championships. They're amazing. But Stuart is a real virtuoso piper, and this is a solo track from him. It's from the album of the Midwest Highland Arts Fund, and it's fantastic. Wait till you see these fingers. This is the Glasgow City Police Pipers and the Mason's Apron. That was Stuart Little, and I'm sure you'll agree, he was totally amazing, absolutely fantastic playing. Okay, we've come to the very last track of this month's podcast, and it's from Finlay Napier. It's from his brand new album, VIP, Very Interesting Persons. And this is a single of it. It's called The Man Who Sold New York. And if you're interested in finding out more about Finlay, Hands Up for Trad have started a new monthly feature called our Trad Music Spotlight, and if you go to handsupfortrad.co.uk, you'll see the word Spotlight at the top, and you can read about Finlay, and you can read about the February Spotlight Treacherous Orchestra, who were on last month's podcast. So it's all go, 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 but it's fantastic to speak to you. And remember, you can contact us via our Facebook page at facebook.com/Facebook, Twitter, /Facebook, and at our website, handsupfortrad.co.uk. So brilliant, and I'll leave you with Finlay Napier, the man who sold New York.
They bought his every line. He must have sold the Brooklyn Bridge at least 100 times. George C. Parker, the man who sold New York. A master of persuasion, he knew every get rich quick. From the Kansas City Shuffle to the crooked three-card trick. Start with the foundation, that's how you begin. Build up to the convincer until you've drawn them in. He'll take you in his confidence and leave you in the dark. The principle's the same, you only need a mark. Nothing left to sell. Money doesn't mean a thing inside a prison cell.